It's Tuesday, August 14th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution on American college campuses continues against Christians who will not subscribe to the official state religion of polytheism. The University of Iowa has kicked the Christian group InterVarsity off the campus for their insistence that actual Christians lead their group. The school has also dismissed the Chinese Student Union and the Sikh Awareness Club for the same reason. The battle began last December when the University of Iowa kicked business leaders in Christ off the campus for disallowing a man who preferred unnatural relations with other men from leading their group. A federal court granted the Christian group a temporary injunction. After this, the university, quote, went nuclear, end quote. According to a Forbes report, on June 15th of this year, the university kicked 38 clubs off the campus. Beckett Fund is filing a lawsuit against the school. Psalm 2:2-3 says, "The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles.' He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision." As Turkey is persecuting Christians and an American pastor, its currency has fallen by 40%, and inflation is running at 16%. Bad news from the Turkish markets resulted in a 125-point dip on the Dow in the American markets yesterday. Facebook continues to censor Christian accounts like Warriors for Christ. Pastor Rich Pankowski told the Christian Post that two-thirds of his live videos have been pulled over the last 6 months. The pastor says officials from Facebook told him that he can call homosexuality a sin, but he may not call people who engage in homosexuality, quote, sinners, end quote. A U.S. Army chaplain is looking at 6 months in prison after he refused to include a lesbian couple living in unnatural relations with each other at a marriage retreat. U.S. Army Chaplain Major Scott Squires, a Southern Baptist, faces a dereliction of duty charge. However, First Liberty Legal Defense insists that Squires followed protocol and went out of his way to accommodate the lesbians in the retreat by replacing himself with another chaplain. Yesterday, President Donald Trump signed the National Defense Reauthorization Act at Fort Drum in New York. Trump called this the biggest increase in military spending in history.
We're now rebuilding our military like we never have before, ever, because we know that to survive and having that survival of our freedom, it depends upon the might of our military.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a new state program intended to combat pro-life pregnancy centers. On Twitter, Cuomo wrote the campaign is supposed to, quote, combat the spread of misleading, medically inaccurate information about reproductive health. All New York women have a right to non-judgmental and accurate advice, end quote. Ironically enough, Cuomo's own announcement was itself misleading, as pro-life pregnancy centers offer the most medically accurate, non-judgmental advice around. A Danish newspaper recently exulted in the elimination of Down syndrome babies, claiming that, quote, the disorder could be a thing of the past in 30 years, unquote, reports the Copenhagen Post. 98% of Danish babies with Down syndrome are aborted. We praise God that 13 babies with Down syndrome survived last year, up from just 2 babies in 2015. The Bible is now less available to Chinese Christians, as bookstores are pulling them off the shelves. But one ministry, Mission Cry, is stepping up to the plate. They are setting up to distribute 40,000 Bibles in Hong Kong beginning immediately. However, the ministry needs to raise about $10,000 to fund the shipment. If you have a heart for the Chinese Christians, contact Mission Cry through their website, missioncry.com. God is mercifully bringing cooler weather to California, and shifting winds are slowing down the wildfires burning in the state. The Mendocino Complex fire, now almost contained, has burned a total of 336,000 acres, making it the largest blaze in California's history. The second largest fire was the Thomas Fire last year. CAL FIRE reports that the firefighting budget has tripled in 5 years to almost $800 million. Romans 2, verse 3 asks, "Do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" Inflation is back. The Consumer Price Index annual rate is running at about 2.9% this year, while wages only increased at a 2.7% rate, reports Forbes. Meanwhile, the federal deficit is running around $805 billion this year, up from $485 billion in 2014 under President Obama. Economists are asking, are we better off? And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 14th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.